T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Well, Nancy Pelosi and congressional Democrats rammed through a massive $3 trillion stimulus bill, quote-unquote, in the wee hours of the night. But most analysts believe the bill will hurt both employers and employees alike. Joining us now to break down this socialist boondoggle is Rachel Gressler. Rachel is a research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements with the Heritage Foundation. Rachel, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you on the show again, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, John.
Well, okay, so hopefully you can help me understand both all the extra stuff they crammed into this thing and how this was just a huge kickback bill to her liberal wing. But even the stimulus funding wouldn't really have, I mean, it would have done more harm than good, wouldn't it, Rachel?
Yes, I mean, everything that's in this bill, it's really just a partisan wish list coming to over $3 trillion. And while there might be some small things in there that are actually targeted and would help the crisis in large part, it's just things that will end up backfiring in the long run. And this is not looking at the actual health pandemic, but rather the same things that Democrats have been trying to get enacted for years. They've just cut and pasted them into this massive package.
Well, and if I can, just to put it into context, Congress in total has already spent $3 trillion in various forms of stimulus and relief packages. So this is basically doubling down another $3 trillion. And again, we have no way of paying for the first $3 trillion, right?
Exactly. We already had spent, you know, three times what we did in the next largest stimulus package we'd ever had from back in 2009. You know, we're at about $20,000 in spending for every household in America. So, yes, we're talking now about doubling that when we don't even really know what the impact has been on the spending that's gone out the door thus far. You know, some of it, like the PPP loans we've seen, but some of the money's just sitting there waiting for society to reopen so that people can go out and spend the money so that businesses can pick back up again. And so it's too soon to know exactly what type of relief, if any, is needed.
Well, and, you know, if you look at this, it's got a full year extension of what was supposed to be temporary, the sick leave, 12 weeks of paid sick family leave to all workers. There's money in here to pay rent and mortgages, additional $1,200 bonus checks. My question is, Rachel, doesn't this really just incentivize workers to stay home?
It does, and that's one of the biggest problems with this bill is that this additional $600 per week in unemployment insurance that Congress initially passed thinking that they would be helping workers, and yet instead it has incentivized businesses to lay more workers off, and now it's incentivizing workers to stay home and not want to go back to work when businesses are ready to reopen. We're already seeing this impact, you know, across the United States, because the reality is 65 to 75% of people who have filed for unemployment insurance, and as of today, we're at 39 million Americans having filed for that unemployment insurance. So the overwhelming majority of them are making far more from unemployment benefits than they were making from their paychecks. And so what incentive do they have to go back to work until July 31st when those benefits are supposed to expire, just the bonus $600? And now the Democrats in this HEROES Act, they passed an extension through January 31st of next year with an even further possible extension through March 31st of next year. And so then you're talking about paying people on top of normal unemployment benefits an extra $31,000 to not go back to work. You know, most people want to work. That's our natural instinct. But when you start talking about those types of numbers, that's really problematic, and that's going to lead to more small business failures. It's going to feed through to other parts of the economy. You know, if childcare workers are not willing to go back to work, then how can parents go back to work? It really is just going to set off a negative cycle here and put us in a much deeper hole.
Sure. Well, and the bill actually, there's more than that. It dictates that workers qualify to receive the benefits on their first day on the job. So, we don't even have to make sure that this is a 90-day grace period or anything like that. First day on the job says the benefits must be given on top of any pre-existing sick leave benefits. Also dictates that employers allow the sick leave to be taken intermittently or as a reduced work schedule. And then employers cannot ask for documentation of an employee's need for leave until 7 days after they return to work. You can tell that this has been written by people who are career politicians and not by people who've actually been an employer, can't you?
Yeah, and the reality here is, you know, Congress is saying they were trying to make sick leave available to workers, but the majority of workers already have access to sick leave, and what this is doing instead of providing newly available leave is that it's derailing the organic process that was already happening with businesses finding ways to meet people's unique needs and situations and to be able to work with people. You might have some at-risk workers and some not at risk in different situations, but you can't deal with those when you have these one-size-fits-all mandates. It just handicaps employers from being able to adjust so that they continue to survive.
Well, and then if you set aside the quote-unquote stimulus parts of it, there's a ton of non-coronavirus-related socialist wish list stuff in here as well. The House Democrats bill, I started going through this, and I can only summarize some of it here. The bill's massive. But it requires that any company getting coronavirus-related aid disclose its diversity statistics. It requires every airline that receives money through the bill to have a union representative on its board. The bill would nullify executive orders by the Trump administration on collective bargaining. Airlines that accept assistance they'd be forced to offset their carbon emissions and reduce emissions by 50%. One provision would require corporations that receive any federal assistance to pay all of its workers at least a $15 minimum wage. You have $35 million to the Kennedy Center. $300 million would be allotted to the National Endowment of the Arts. $300 million to the National Endowment for Humanities. Eliminate a minimum of $10,000 of federal and private student loans to all citizens and non-citizens. So, Rachel, and this is just literally, I didn't read it all. There's pages of this crap. How is this not just Democrats trying to buy votes?
Well, and that's what it is. You know, you mentioned all those things, and then there's also a $1 trillion bailout to state and local.
I forgot that, yes. Oh, and Planned Parenthood funding. You got to get that in there, too, yeah.
The Postal Service, and then these multi-employer pensions, which are union-run pension plans, there's a massive bailout there that could be over $600 billion that's not even being talked about. So it's really just this big wish list to try and, get all the priorities that they've been promising in campaigns.
It's a joke. Fortunately, it's dead in the Senate, but this also reinforces how important, we talk about the importance of elections. This just reinforces how important it is that there's another chamber that isn't run by the Democrats, because Lord knows what would happen if they controlled the Senate. This thing would have, stuffed through a goose, if you know what I mean. They'd pass this thing.
Yep. It's a good picture of the socialist agenda that's on tap.
For sure. Well, Rachel, thank you for joining us this evening. thank you for bringing the story to, you know, shine the light of this. If folks want more information, they can always visit heritage.org, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for what you're doing. Carry on the fight. We appreciate you joining us. And as this stuff gets out there, we'll call on you again to help us make sure we understand it and expose the hypocrisy and the socialism for what they're really about, all right?
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Rachel. Want to remind you, you can always stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while you're working around the house, helping kids, staying at home, whatever you're doing. Tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. Coming up, we'll continue our candidate profiles. This time, we'll talk with Mike Webb. He's running for the Kansas House, District 93, against our favorite local rhino, J.C. Moore. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.